Is the back seat a New Testament issue? Well, the back seat is an interesting turn of phrase, isn't it? You won't find it in the Bible. If that's what you're looking for, no, the back seat is not in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 14:16 is used as an approximation to that. It's called the place of the uninformed or something like that, where there are people who came into the local church and I think they were unsaved people and they didn't know and they had come seeking the truth. And if we got up and did certain things that was total confusion to them, they'd think we were mad. And sometimes we're in danger of that ourselves. But it was speaking about tongue speaking primarily, not about other things that we sometimes do that seem to be quite unusual. So the idea that we would then take this and make this a place where Christians would be kept from obeying the Lord when he said, do this as often, because there must be some length of time in which we wait until this person reaches our approval level, when the Lord has received them, the Lord has approved them. I know we talked about wolves and danger and all that sort of thing, but when someone we know has been saved, they want to be follow the Lord in obedience, and we put them in a spot where they are not allowed to participate, I don't see it in the Word of God. And maybe there are brethren who do, but I don't see it in the Word of God. Do we want people who are immature and untaught and careless about their lives and living on the edge of the world? And no, we don't want that. Absolutely not. And the Scripture is full of references to exhorting the saints to holy living, and we want to teach that. We want to practice that. We want the Christians to be vibrant, holy, happy Christians. But the idea that there's some sort of long waiting period, all I ask you to do is show me the verse in the Bible and I'll be happy to submit to it. But you can't show it to me. It's not in there. Now, the elders do, you know, they do have authority not to receive and refuse. They are acting on behalf of the assembly. It's the assembly that receives. And if there's some reason, if there's some just cause in a person's life whereby they can say, in the light of the fact that they are immoral or heretical, we won't receive them. You're free to do that. But to say that we're going to refuse them because we're nervous that maybe they haven't become mature enough to get in here, I think we're to receive them. Those who are weak in the faith, and not expect them to come up to a certain standard before we receive them.